fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25. Murder in the Morning
from the Hidden Killers Podcast. Well, if you haven't heard by now, Buster Murdaugh back in the headlines, but this time fighting back, saying, I'm sick of these documentaries portraying me as some evil killer of Stephen Smith, filing a suit against Netflix and Warner Media and several others for their portrayal of him in some documentaries. It just keeps going on. Of course, Buster, the eldest son of Alec Murdaugh, filed a defamation lawsuit. Buster alleges that various movies, documentaries, and newspaper articles falsely implicated him in the 2015 murder of Stephen Smith, causing significant damage to his reputation and mental well-being. And understandably so. On July 8th of 2015, Stephen Smith's car ran out of gas along a rural road in Hampton County. Smith began walking along the road and was allegedly then struck by a vehicle while he was walking down that road, leading to his death. Despite media speculation, Buster Murdaugh has not been notified by law enforcement of any connection to Smith's case. The lawsuit filed in Hampton County names Netflix, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Inc., Warner Media Enterprise, Entertainment Pages, Inc., their production companies Blackfin, Inc., Campfire Studios, Inc., the Cinemart, LLC, and Gannett, the publisher of the Hampton County Guardian, along with reporter and editor Michael M. DeWitt Jr. as defendants. Buster's legal complaint alleges that the media portrayals have irreparably damaged his reputation and caused him mental anguish. He seeks both actual and punitive damages, accuses the media entities of reckless conduct and falsely implicating him in the murder, saying, quote, these false allegations have caused significant harm to Buster's reputation and mental health. The lawsuit states he has suffered mental anguish as a result of the reckless conduct by the defendants. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, SLED, reopened Stephen Smith's case, classifying it as a homicide in March of 2023. Despite the ongoing investigation, Buster has maintained that he has not been informed of any involvement by law enforcement. Buster Murdaugh has been unfairly and falsely portrayed in these media outlets, and his attorney. The media series and articles in question, of course, have drawn a lot of attention, further entrenching public interest in the Murdaugh family's legal troubles. Murdaughs have been the focus of extensive media coverage following the high-profile trial of Alex Murdaugh and subsequent legal developments. Buster's lawsuit specifically calls out the series Murdaugh Murders, Deadly Dynasty, Low Country, The Murdaugh Dynasty, and Murdaugh Murders, A Southern Scandal, alleging that these productions presented misleading information that falsely implicated him in Stephen Smith's death. The complaint also targets articles published by the Hampton County Guardian. It's one where it's probably high time that if he has nothing to hide, which I don't think he does. It's interesting because when we talk about this, what we've been hearing a lot of is, this is going to totally backfire on him. If he's got nothing to hide, I don't see how it's really going to backfire on him. I mean, unless there's other things that may come out in this that he's unaware of that his family had been involved in, that could be a possibility. But if he has nothing to hide, then yeah, I guess go for it.
You know, it would be interesting to see what his life has been like during this time. What has happened to him? I mean, I understand claiming mental anguish and things like that. And yeah, anytime your family gets dragged through the mud like that, and your dad has gone through some things, there's going to be repercussions. But I wonder how this has really truly affected him. Does he get weird looks in public? Probably. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, what's happened? Is he not getting jobs? Is he, you know, being asked to leave restaurants? What's happening? Is it just that this has been difficult on him? I mean, that's what I'd like to know. What are you alleging?
I would certainly say it's been difficult on him. I mean, I can't imagine he can really go anywhere in that part of the country without people looking at him like either in disgust and oh my God, you got away with murder, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm just saying that that's what these allegations have made people think of him. So I would imagine it affects all of that in his life. He's, if I were Buster Murdaugh, I'd be dyeing my hair and getting the fuck out of South Carolina.
And that's the thing. He is in the thick of it right now, you know, and I get you shouldn't have to change your life, but a lot of people do. I came from a really crappy family in South Dakota, and the minute I got out of there, my name got changed. Like, I don't ever want to be associated with that family. And when I've gone back to visit family, if I ever have to, you know, what's your name? You know, when you're at a restaurant or something, there's no way in hell I would ever use my old name. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to go, oh, you're part of that family. I mean, so there are things you can do to at least, you know, change people's perspective, get out of that area because it is so small townish. Everybody knows everybody.
It is. But the thing is, this case had so much national attention to it. It's easy to see. It would be difficult, honestly, anywhere where he went. I would recognize him at a restaurant if I saw him. And I don't recognize people much. But I mean, he kind of stands out. So I think in some of these docuseries, I don't know how reckless they were. But they should have, I think, been a little more clear on some things. Stephen Smith's mother from the beginning has been very vocal because someone said to her back then that, you know, it's the Murtaugh boys that are involved in this. This is what the accusation is.
Yeah.
And so she's been out there on documentaries saying all this, that she believes this or that. And so the documentaries kind of, you know, jumped onto that. And okay, again, it's accusations. Where is the proof, though, that he was actually involved in this? And there really hasn't ever been that. And at some point, I think people need to look at it and go, there's nothing here. I mean, unless this opens up something, which I can't imagine it will. Otherwise, you wouldn't be opening yourself up to this with depositions. It's time to maybe move on and find who actually did do this rather than everybody sit there in silence going, well, it must've been him, but he'll never get in trouble or maybe he will eventually, but I don't know. I just don't think it's him. I think hopefully if any good is to come out of this is that maybe some of these depositions will open some windows, to who actually did have something to do with the murder of Stephen Smith.
Do you think we'll ever find out? I mean, what if it was basically a hit and run and the person's out there that did it and will never come forward and we're never going to know?
Could easily be that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may never be solved, but I think it was, you know, a lot of people were very, very quick to jump on saying that it was part of the Murtaughs because at that moment in time, I mean, yeah, it's... Alec Murtaugh was a pretty shitty human being. The family, if you look back in history, has kind of a penchant for doing what they want and having some more power than they really should have in that community. I think the thought was the apple must not fall far from the tree, but there are decent Murtaughs out there. Not all of them are, you know, con artists and horrible human beings. So...
Mm-hmm.
That's
the case when you have these terrible families, and I say that based off of Alec Murtaugh, or however he pronounces his name, because now I'm hearing it so many different ways now. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing Murdoch all the time. But it, you know, when you come from one of those families, the assumption is the entire family is terrible. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. Like I said, I came from a really shitty family where there were some really awful things done. Well, not all of us fit that bill at all.
Yeah.
You know, some of us were horrified by what we saw and experienced, and we never took part in any of it. So not everybody is awful. And the only thing that he's done wrong is he's part of that family.
Yeah.
And that's not his fault.
Exactly. And hopefully in this, if there's any silver lining to it, maybe, like I said earlier, they'll find some direction as to who actually did hit Stephen Smith.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.